grace to you and peace from God who created all things, who made even us. Amen. Ash Wednesday is about a lot of things. But it is, it seems to me, from these texts that we read tonight first, about humility, about what it is to be humble before God and before all of creation. Almost the first thing tonight, you came forward and on your forehead dust was laid in the shape of a cross. And you heard these words, "Remember that you are dust." Hardly the kind of thing that modern child psychologists would tell us to tell our children. In an age where we are reminded over and over again to say only positive things and only have wonderful and positive experiences every day, in a land of Disneyland and Disney World, we gather in darkness and we lay upon our foreheads the sign of the cruel death of Jesus, and we say to one another, "Remember that you are dust. You are humble stuff. You are, in fact, no different than the very dirt upon which you walk each day. Water and zinc and iron, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, molded into you. And one day, you will go back to it. And all of the hermetic sealing of your coffin will not stop it. Someday, you will be dust." What Paul wonders and what Jesus wonders is what happens with you between dust and dust. How then will you live out the promise of the Christ who died on this cross which adorns your forehead? St. Paul says, don't throw any roadblocks in front of anyone. And he holds himself up as an example of someone who did that. And he speaks in these little parallels of suffering and love, of being beaten and humility, of the great joy of sharing the gospel paired with the pain of being rejected by his own people. And through all the midst of that, he says, just be humble. Jesus reminds us again and again throughout the gospel that, as I say often in my sermons, that we are not all that. That in fact, when we do fast, when we do pray, when we do repent, and I've always found this an odd text for this day, don't put ashes on your head, which of course we do, but wash your face, oil your hair. Go into the world filled with repentance and love of God that you were first given in your birth and in your creation, and know that you are dust. But you are dust that God loves with such power and with such passion and with such fervor that God would give God's only Son to die so that you can live forever. Do not fear death. Do not put your treasure where moss and rust consume. But put your trust, your treasure, in God. Those are the simple words and the simple symbol with which we begin our Lenten journey. These 40 days of remembering, oh yes, I am just dust. But oh, how God loves dust. Amen.